You have performed with numerous ensembles in Chicago that include the new Budapest Orpheum Society. We'll talk about a recording here in a minute. All the way up to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. What was your experience like with the CSO?
Well, it was wonderful. Sadly, many of my appearances were with Pierre Boulez, who is no longer with us. But I feel very fortunate that I was able to work with him when he was, you know, just very, very respected leadership figure for the CSO, not only as a conductor, but also as a consultant and a guide for their new music programming in general. So many works of his, but also things like the Schoenberg Moses and Aaron, which is a huge opera, but they did it in concert version, and we toured to Berlin and performed there as well. Another nice thing, obviously, about the CSO is that you don't have to sing with the CSO to sing with CSO players. So a lot of the chamber music that I was able to do in Chicago was with these very, very wonderful musicians. And I was even home just last week. We did a program including this Poulenc piece with a bunch of the CSO players. And it's a treat every time, just driving the Rolls Royce of musical experiences.
What are some of the roles that you have performed the most often that you feel fit you best?
Well, I did a lot of my voice category is lyric mezzo-soprano, which means I have low notes and I have high notes and I have fast notes and I have slow notes. But the repertoire that is best suited for are the operas of Rossini and Mozart. And I was fortunate in being able to perform really all of my leading mezzo-soprano roles with regional companies throughout the country. But then there were also some, I wouldn't say contemporary opera, but 20th century opera adventures, things like works by Benjamin Britten, things like works by Kurt Ullmann, who was a composer who was killed in the Holocaust.
Is there an opera role that you have not yet been cast in that kind of hangs out there like the golden ring that you would very much desire to sing?
Well, that's an interesting question. I guess I would say when I say I'm fortunate in having to be able to encounter most of my roles, the things that I didn't get to perform were the Strauss mezzo parts. So the composer in Ariadne auf Naxos or Octavian in Rosenkavalier, these are roles that I would have done a really good job of, but they just didn't come around. But I feel like I have a lot to offer to my students as far as perspective on those roles, and maybe they'll go out there and do it for me.
Tell me about this release.
Well, this big fat CD is called As Dreams Fall Apart, and it's the third release of a group called the New Budapest Orpheum Society, which was named after the original Budapest Orpheum Society, which was a cabaret group located in Berlin. Prior to the Second World War. So this is a project in Chicago. We've been working together for decades, exploring music by Jewish, cabaret music by Jewish composers that has been lost track of over time. So this is the third release, and we were nominated for a Grammy last year, 2015 Best Classical Compendium.
Keeping the party alive here in the 6 o'clock hour on a Wednesday afternoon. My guest this hour has been Julia Bentley, an assistant teaching professor of voice. She's new to Columbia and new to the School of Music. We'll look forward to hearing more from you as the school year rolls along.
Thanks very much.